China's also struggling to slow the spread of bird flu. The Chinese government this week banned the sale of wild birds at wildlife markets found all over the country. Environmental groups and experts on diseases say it's likely that these kind of markets helped produce the lethal strain that is passed from chickens to humans in Asia. So far, 20 people have died in Vietnam and Thailand. NPR's John Nielsen reports on the role wild birds play in spreading avian flu, both here and abroad.
Go to a nearby body of water, in this case, Maryland's eastern shore, and look around for ducks, geese, swans, and other kinds of waterfowl. According to Carolee Caffrey of the National Audubon Society, there's a decent chance that the first bird you find will have a mild form of the avian influenza virus in its bloodstream.
But they're stable and non-virulent, and these birds are particularly resistant to the ill effects of those viruses, and so they just carry them about.
Experts on avian-borne diseases say the flu viruses found in these wild birds and others across the United States don't infect people, but they do infect chickens, sometimes killing them. No one knows how often the jump from wild birds to poultry is made, but Caffrey suspects that it's not a hard one for the virus.
Influenza virus can live in the water in cold temperatures up to 30 days. They can remain viable when frozen indefinitely. And apparently, I just read earlier today that they can remain viable in cow manure, for example, for a couple of weeks.
Industrial-scale chicken farms with densely packed flocks sometimes create the right conditions for the virus to spread quickly, mutate, and become stronger. But those conditions are nothing compared to the conditions found in wildlife markets in many parts of Asia. Billy Koresh runs the veterinary field staff at the Bronx Zoo in New York.
You have live animals being tied up, maybe hanging upside down. You might have fruit bats hanging upside down alive. And then some wild animals in cages. And wherever they're slaughtered, killing an animal to sell it to someone, there's blood running off the table onto the ground where there's some chickens standing there, you know, with their legs tied together. So it's kind of this gruesome scene of animal almost carnage.
Koresh and his colleagues have argued for years that these kinds of markets are breeding grounds for new diseases. Take SARS, for example, or last year's outbreak of monkeypox in the Midwest, which was traced back to a group of giant rats imported from Gambia. Efforts to get these markets closed down have been unsuccessful in the past, partly because they are the economic centers of many rural areas.
It's fascinating to see that once human health got involved, once there was SARS, or once the poultry industry with avian influenza, ears perk up because of the economic impact. And we're finding more and more that as people understand, even in Central Africa, as we teach hunters and villagers that they can get Ebola from eating gorillas and chimps that are sick, or hunting them at all, they stop because they value their health and they value the health of their children. And I think we can use health as a tool to reduce this out-of-control wildlife consumption.
The Chinese ban issued this week makes it a crime to shoot, capture, transport, or sell wild birds, but it's only temporary, and it may have no effect at all on the Asian bird flu epidemic. Koresh calls the ban a big step in the right direction, but says there need to be more of them. Concerns have been expressed that the Asian bird flu virus could be carried to the United States by migrating birds. But Christopher Brand, research chief at the United States Geological Survey's National Wildlife Health Center, says there's absolutely no evidence that this is happening.
It's not going unnoticed, that potential, but again, we cannot assign a probability to it in my mind. And in relative terms, I suspect it's fairly unlikely.
The Department of Agriculture has banned all imports of live birds from Asian countries affected by the flu epidemic. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.